You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Tonight's show is surely going by fast, as they all do. Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. It is Saturday evening, October the 10th, and I'm here, yours truly, James Edwards, with Eddie the Monitor Miller for the third and final hour. You know, when you tune into the Political Cesspool radio program, you tune in to hear informative and incisive guests talk about issues that you wouldn't get an honest take on anywhere else but this network. And you also understand, and we make it clear every week, I think, that our signature issues, our bread and butter, is to talk about racial realities and issues pertaining to Jewish power and influence. But certainly much more importantly even than that is we are here to celebrate who we are and to champion our people, not at the expense of anyone else, but because we love our own family just a little bit more than other people who are not part of the family. Not to say that we dislike anyone, but we love our own family more. But there's a lot of issues out there that we take an interest in, and in the latter part of the second hour, we were talking about two big ones, trade and the Second Amendment. Now, still to this day, you can hear other people outside of this network give you pretty good commentaries on trade. A lot of people are against these trade deals, and a lot of people are still staunchly in favor of the Second Amendment. So while these are very important issues, we don't talk about them as much as the other stuff because we are the only game in town on broadcast radio, AM radio, that is talking about those other issues, whereas you can still get some good commentary in other places on the two aforementioned, trade and guns. But from time to time, we like to talk about those as well. And before we move on to the church for one more week, Eddie, you wanted to talk about gun-free zones, like these schools. And all schools are gun-free zones. All government buildings are gun-free zones. What does that really mean?
That's right. That's right. And all the violence comes there. And let me tell you what. When you see a school that's a gun-free zone, like up here in Oregon, like this up here, that place in Colorado, Columbine, Colorado, then what that is, they should put a sign up that says, killing zone. Come here and kill as many innocent kids and teachers as you want, because you will be in absolutely no danger whatsoever. We are innocent as little lambs because we are good citizens. We're going to obey the government regardless if it costs us our life. We're not going to arm ourselves because we're going to obey Romans 13, even though it's been mistranslated horribly. So that's what it is.
I think most of these people aren't concerned with the Bible at all. These are Christ-hating liberals. And it's just, I mean, they are telegraphing the fact that if you do have malevolence in your heart, you can go in here and you're going to have you're just going to have defenseless people waiting to be killed if that's what you want to do. Now, I don't know the type of mentality that a person has that could do that, whether it's a gun-free zone or not.
Because you're not evil, James.
Well, I'm just saying, though, but this is, I mean, it's broadcasting the fact that, hey, if you're up to no good, you can come here and you're going to have several minutes completely
kill as many as you
to kill
ammo.
As many as you want before a cop could get here. And it's interesting. I'd say that again, Sam. Sam always has great things to say from behind. The more video games you play, the better you get, the more time you'll have. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, when they wanted to, the hypocrisy of our elites,
they worship
really
uniform, James.
No bounds. When they wanted to protect airlines, what was one of the first things they did after 9/11? They let the pilots carry guns on board, you know, made sure the pilots had guns. You know, so I mean, they know the truth just like we know the truth. The point is they know the truth and are purposefully still pushing
and let me tell you why.
Horrible things, and tell us why.
The bombardier always likes to come in with the why and the how. What are we going to do about it? Here's why they do it. The people at the top, they're making these gun-free killing zones. They want these tragedies, just like Hillary loves this tragedy. They want the tragedies to get out of hand. They would like to have a mass killing every day. That way they could come on in, they could say, we have tried everything we know, so nothing has worked, so we're going to have to get rid of the Second Amendment. We're going to have to totally disarm you, and we're going to have to make you even more slaves of the government than you are now. It's total government. And people, I'm going to tell you what, democide is death by government. Democide has killed more people in the past 200 years than cancer, heart disease, all other diseases combined. Back to you, James.
Well, and another important point to consider, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You know, guns are bad, they say.
Well, they got them.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that their security detail is always armed? You know, so how could any normal person look at this and say, well, you know what, if it's good enough for you, I think I might, I'll keep mine, but thanks for asking.
No, they're just, let's going back to again, we have certain people that make me want to vomit, that they worship, they absolutely worship authority, and I can't not get it. Some guy.
Our authority comes from God, and we have the right to defend ourselves.
You know what, I saw it, go back in the 60s, you see a thug go and join the army, what dodo would join the army, I got drafted, proud to say. You got some thug. He was a school bully. He was you know, barely out of jail, barely able to get into the army. He would go join the army. As soon as he came home on furlough with his uniform on, he was like a god. These people just thought, oh, he's so wonderful. Look at him. He's serving the, oh, he's the army. He's a saint. What is it? You know, and I've heard people, I got to get this off. People say, well, only the army and only the police should have guns. And I'd say, oh, really? Is that true? How about the Cheka? In the Ukraine, I like to talk about so much. They were armed. How about the KGB in the Soviet Union that killed 60 million of their own people? How about Mao Zedong, who killed, God only knows what, 150 million, 200 million of his own people? How about the people in the Gestapo in the Germany? How the people at the people here in our country, at Waco, at Ruby Ridge? I mean, these were people, these were army and police killing their citizens. It has happened here. And it's going to happen again. If they disarm the people, it's going to happen again.
Well, and then, of course, there's the question of, you know, why we have this standing army all over the world even to begin with and what they're doing. But, you know, even if you lived in some fantasy land where all the guns are gone and the criminals are going to abide by the gun control laws because they're just so well-intentioned.
Only in heaven, my son.
You still would have to then worry about the government. And as history has proven time and time and time again, no matter where you look, when you get these, and listen, this is an evil government. It'd be one thing if you had a Christian, law-abiding government that really looked after the best interests of the people. If you had that, that government wouldn't try to take your guns, okay? There's that to consider also, of course. Yeah, I'm just, you know, this is hypothetical. But do you really want an evil government? You want to talk about genocide and Holocaust and all of that? You know, this is a government that has sanctioned the slaughter of tens of millions of babies. Now, do you think that government is going to be morally sound enough to be trusted with having the only guns in town?
Let me tell you what one of my heroes said about government, James. One of my heroes was Thomas Jefferson. Here's what Thomas Jefferson...
by the way, you know, we're going to talk about the church for the rest of this hour. One more time. Russell Moore, your good friend, head of the Southern Baptist Convention, said Thomas Jefferson was a heretic.
Oh, yeah. Well, Thomas Jefferson... Hey, well, let's cover Thomas Jefferson briefly when we come back for the break, folks. We got to say what he said about government and good men.
And then we're going to tell you how George Soros... It's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's not
good Christian, atheist Jew
is funding these evangelical groups. Stay tuned.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
We talk about a lot of issues on this show. One of the ones that has been a primary focal point for the last 2 weeks, at least for an hour, if not more, for each of the last two shows, has been what's going on in the Christian church. Specifically, since Eddie and I are both Southern Baptists, we've been focusing on that denomination. But it's really pandemic across all branches of Christendom, except for, to a large degree, the Orthodox Church. We had a person email us in about that, and he's right about that. The Orthodox Church is stronger than most. And we're going to tell you the facts about what George Soros is doing with some of these evangelical sellout leaders. And there's a great disconnect between evangelical leadership and the congregants, as there always is. There's always a divide between the elites and the rank and file. But before we get to that, and we really got to spend a lot of time on that the remainder of the hour, because it's a huge point we're making, and it's going to really be the capstone for this commentary we've had for the last 2 or 3 weeks on the apostate church. But before we do that, it wasn't Jefferson Eddie and I discovered. It was George Washington who had this quote that Eddie wanted to share to wrap up our coverage of guns and the government.
Yeah, me and James talked about this during the break. Here's what George Washington said about government. George Washington said, and I'll paraphrase pretty well, quote, he said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. And like fire, it makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master." And then he says, "Therefore, in matters of politics, speak to me not of confidence in men. Instead, let us bind them down with the chains of a constitution, lest they commit mischief." So what he's saying, you can trust no man with power. Like Lord Acton said, James, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And to demonstrate the absurdity of this gun control push that the government's always participating in. They say we can't have guns when we're at home, but if you get elected into government, you get to have a gun. I'd like to see that reversed, actually. I'd like to see every citizen have a gun and the government have none. But not that we're going to storm Washington or anything, but, I mean, if it's good for the goose, it's got to be good on the flip side, right?
When the government fears the people, George, James, there's liberty in the land. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny in the land.
And which one of those two things, liberty or tyranny, do you think we're trending towards and closer to here in this country? We're not in a tyrannical state yet. We still have more freedoms than most everybody in the world. maybe we still are the freest country in the world, but if we are, that's a very sad assessment of the world.
It'll be a toss-up.
Because the noose is tightening. The treason lobby has bought the evangelical leadership. We've been talking about this. Last week I said, you know what, I think it's probably primarily because they just want to lead a life where they don't get called names. They're wimps. They're effeminate, to be sure. But surely they're not taking money and selling their leadership as Christian clergy. I was wrong. VDare.com proves that they've done the research. So here's the story. There's this
Pappy was right.
Very influential group called the Evangelical Immigration Table. I'm going to tell you the people who are the directors of this group in this segment. Evangelical Immigration Table. And their duty basically is to bamboozle Christians into supporting amnesty as if it was their Christ-mandated duty. And so they've released this video entitled I Was a Stranger, in which a number of the organization's leaders, including our own Southern Baptist head, recite the words of Christ in Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Now, that's the famous sheep and goats discourse wherein Christ exhorts his followers to help one of the least of these brothers of mine, the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger needing clothes, sick or in prison. The video, of course, emphasizes the part about I was a stranger and you invited me in. Now, what they're trying to do here is to guilt trip evangelicals into thinking that if they don't support amnesty, they're disobeying Christ. The passage in question, of course, is about voluntary good works, not about supporting mass amnesty for foreign lawbreakers. These evangelical open border boosters are distorting the words of Christ in order to support their agenda, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. In fact, they ought to be very concerned about where they're going to end up in eternity. I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm a fundamentalist. I'm a Southern Baptist. I know I don't support amnesty.
Too bad Russell Moore isn't.
That's right, our leaders. I'm actually reading from an article that we posted to our website earlier this week. It's entitled Treason Lobby Buys Evangelical Leadership. It's by Alan Wall. But I do second the fact that I am those things that he describes. Nor do I think that immigration enforcement and the concept of a nation state are incompatible with Christianity. I know I'm not alone in that. But this writer continues. In fact, I doubt there's any group, certainly not the Evangelical Immigration Table, that could speak with authority for all evangelicals. And the reason for that is because the American evangelical world is one of endlessly multiplying and dividing denominations, non-denominations, and independent churches and ministries. Many evangelicals, when they don't agree with something in their church, they just quit and join another. Or, better yet, even start their own church. And there was a big poll that went out a couple of years ago in the evangelical community, and the results proved that evangelicals, much higher than any other faith-based group, whether it be mainline Protestants, Catholics, so on and so forth, evangelicals were far and away the highest in terms of wanting the borders secured. They didn't want amnesty, which means that the evangelical immigration table doesn't speak for American evangelicals, at least not the majority of them, which naturally leads to this question. And this is the biggest part of the article that I think is going to be the cherry on top of this conversation that we've continued for 2 or 3 weeks now with regards to the church, which is very near and dear to our hearts. So if the evangelical immigration table doesn't speak for the majority of American evangelicals with regards to immigration, the question is, who is running? Who is really running the evangelical immigration table? Well, at the top of the aforementioned list are the names. If you go to their website, you see their principal leaders. Now, I'm going to call them the Big Nine. So let's look at the names of the Big Nine and consider what sorts of motivations these people might have. Here are the names. Leith Anderson, he's the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. Stephen Bauman, he is the president of World Relief, which is truly just an organization committed to giving food and clothes to the poor. It's just another redistribution of the wealth thing. Thank God there's no Christians in the churches of these pastors that need benevolence. It's always the third world, always the poor. David Beckman, president of Bread for the World, again, just give all the food to the third world, which is fine. I mean, that's not unchristian. It is Christian to do that. But, you know, charity begins at home. Charity should begin in these own churches. But now listen to this. Of the nine leaders of this evangelical immigration table, how about Noel Castellano? How about Luis Cortez? How about Samuel Rodriguez? How about Gabriel Salegrio?
Sounds like a good German.
In addition to, of course, Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention and Jim Wallace, who is the president and CEO of Sojourner. So here's the thing. Four names out of the nine leaders of the evangelical immigration table are Hispanics. Now, is it possible that these four people have an interest in supporting amnesty that is not entirely spiritual, such as possibly increasing the proportion of the U.S. population that belongs to their own ethnicity and thus increasing the importance of Hispanics and maybe even themselves? And, of course, with regards to the Southern Baptist Convention, which is the nation's largest Protestant denomination, they approved a resolution supporting amnesty in all its inglorious treason back in 2011. Now, I don't see Southern Baptists I know being big amnesty supporters, but apparently their church now suffers from the characteristic problem of big religion, which is captured by leftist bureaucrats on the permanent staff. Maybe it's time for Southern Baptist congregants to split, which is certainly a recourse most evangelicals hold dear. And then finally, there's Jim Wallace. Mentioned him a moment ago, president and CEO of Sojourners. The original title of Sojourners magazine, by the way, was The Post-American. But here's something interesting about that. This group received almost $500,000 in funding from none other than Jewish atheist globalist billionaire George Soros.
Do it.
When we come back, I'm going to give you those facts, and I'm tossing it over to Eddie. George Soros is funding this group. We're going to tell you why that's
good,
so curious right after this.
Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So I thought it was important that we revisit the issue of corruption and false prophets and apostasy in the church one more week. I mean, we will cover it for as long as we're on the air, but we're not going to spend an hour every show covering it as we have been the last couple of episodes. But after this came to light, I just couldn't help but bring it back up, resuscitate it one more time. And I'm going to toss it over to Eddie very quickly here in this segment, but I just want to recap that we're talking about the Evangelical Immigration Table. That's this group of some of the biggest so-called leaders in the evangelical movement across the different denominations that make up evangelicals, Christians. Four of the nine members on the board of directors are Hispanic. So it's amazing. And the primary objective, of course, of the Evangelical Immigration Table is to push amnesty.
By the way, guess who funds La Raza?
Oh, of course. The same, you know, and he funded
Lulac,
the
La Raza.
Rioters in Ferguson, too. He gave money to those people.
Nobody interrupted.
That's the thing. Why would George Soros be giving money, a Jewish atheist, billionaire globalist, he hates Christianity, why would he be giving money and lots of it, hundreds of thousands of dollars to an evangelical group if he didn't think it would somehow benefit his cause? And this is all provable, ladies and gentlemen. The last one was a $325,000 contribution from the Open Society Institute. That's one of Soros's, organizations donated to this group. So don't be deceived, evangelicals, by leaders who claim to speak in your name. Amnesty is not Christian charity. Amnesty is a high-handed attack on the historic American nation by an overbearing, arrogant elite, and it must be defeated. And I can understand George Soros wanting to pervert and corrupt the church. I understand that. He hates the church. He hates Christ. He wants to bring it to his knees. I can understand him offering up money and seeing if he can buy some so-called leaders to try to move the church into that direction. What I can't understand for the life of me is how anybody who proclaims to be a Christian would take that check. I understand politicians, but these are the leaders of churches. They're taking that check. And interestingly, and you know they're not leaders. I was thinking more about this. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention, who's a part of all this, you know, we talked about this in recent weeks. He writes articles in the New York Times bashing really his own congregants who are supporting Trump in the New York Times of all places. We got a picture of him on our website this week, smiling like he's falling in love with his ideological soulmate. You don't get invited to meet Barack Obama at the Oval Office, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an authentic Christian. I can tell you that right now. The most anti-Christian president in American history doesn't invite Russell Moore there if Russell Moore is worth anything. And then to you, Eddie, he attacks Donald Trump in this article with the New York Times and has the audacity to criticize Trump's values. Meanwhile, Russell Moore himself is on the payroll of one of American Christianity's most powerful enemies. He shouldn't be lecturing us on values.
James, you mentioned you don't understand how a Christian could do that. Well, that's easy to answer because I've gone to a Baptist church that worships Jews. And like you just said, George Soros is a Jew's Jew. Now, I'll tell you what he did. I'll allude back to something. I may have said this in the last show, James. You remind me if I did. George Soros made his first fortune in Germany when the Germans were coming around rounding up the Jews. He went and carried the Nazis to his own Jewish friends and showed the Nazis where they were hiding out.
I hadn't heard that before.
Yes, that's exactly how he did that. And it makes you wonder about some of the lies that have been told about the Nazi Germany. But, yeah, so that's why, you know, the Southern Baptist Church, man, they idolize Israel, you know, and the Jews. If you're a Southern Baptist, you have to love Jews and Israel. Israel always comes before the United States.
All right, but we're talking about amnesty here and how George Soros is obviously funding this group who whose mission is to
make
the churches trend towards open borders and trying to get these pastors to get their congregants to be more open to the idea of amnesty. Now, we talked last week. I said it's just they want to fit in. They want to be invited to the nice places. They want to be – they don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to be called bigots. That they would rather just – and I think – certainly, ultimately, George Soros isn't paying every Christian pastor. A lot of that is going on, but there's no doubt about it now that the leadership is being paid for.
Well, that plays in some, but to a minor point. And like I told James last week, I've been doing this since 1958. I mean, before James, probably before his mother was born. But I'm going to work from the bottom of my notes because I think it's going to work better this way. I took a few notes.
Close to mic.
I took a few notes while James was talking. Why does he want to do that? Why does people like George Soros want to come in and totally destroy the United States, and totally destroy Western Europe, you know, white Christendom? Because, like you said, James, he hates the New World Order, which is none other than international Zionism.
I get Soros' intentions. I'm talking about these guys. Look at this guy right here we're looking at. Russell Moore.
We're getting him.
Because right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's a sellout traitor piece of scum is what he is. And they probably got – not only that, you know good and well, not only have they offered him a paltry amount of money, but they have blackmailed that sucker. All right, look out here. They want to bring in their antichrist, their satanic-led New World Order, the New World Church, and New World Religion. Now, you people, you might not believe that. You may not believe in God that me and James and Sam believe in. You might not believe in Jesus. You might not believe in any of that stuff. You may not believe that there's a devil. You may not believe in demons. But I'm telling you, these people do. The people in the higher, your David Rockefellers, your Bill Gateses, you know, your the Prince of the Netherlands, the Royal Family of England, these people all believe in Satan, and they all believe in demons. And most of them, I'm telling you flat out, most of these people I just mentioned, they do worship a different God than we worship. The Club of Rome, the Knights Templar, the Freemasons, all these people, they worship a different God than we do. They want to destroy the all free nations. They want to get rid of all borders. This clown here, Russell Moore, that we're looking at right now, one of the plaques that he's putting out is to get rid of boundaries. He wants to do away with the boundaries of United States of America, do away with the Constitution. He says because citizens aren't citizens of the United States, citizens of Mexico and Paraguay and Uruguay and China aren't citizens of those prospective countries. They are citizens of the world. The first person I ever heard to say that was Bill Clinton back when he was a goofball president. But, you know, that's what he's doing. He's working to destroy our country and destroy the Western world. How is he going to do it? They want to destroy it by bringing in such a tidal wave of overwhelming numbers of non-whites, non-Christians that we can't feed them, we can't take care of ourselves, let alone vote, like your vote means anything anyway. That's, you know, voting machines, that's another story, another show right there. But what they do, they want to overload us. And that's his purpose, to destroy the free United States, free Western Europe, bring in the New World Order. Okay, now let's go back to the top of the notes. Let me ask you this. Where is it written that white working class people don't deserve a break? I'm looking at James across the room right here. He's where I was years ago. And I'm not just kind of blow hot air up, y'all. But I'm telling you what, James works. God only knows how many hours of work weeks he works. Same with Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman is a working machine. I think Sam might make $500 a year out of the Liberty News if he's lucky. We do this out of love. Sam, James does it out of love. Sam, not only that, but they have other jobs. Why can we not have sympathy for these guys? Why can't we give them a tax break? Do we have to take the very bread out of their mouths? Do we have to take the bread out of their children's mouths and give it to these third worlders coming in here, totally ungrateful, totally demanding, coming in and throwing balls of defecation material like they're going and doing in Eastern Germany, in Western Europe, throwing rocks in Western Europe, demanding their rights, overloading the trains? Where is the sympathy there? Let me ask you this, Russell Moore. Where is the Christianity in coming into the James Edwards of the world, the Sam Bushmans of the world? How about the coal miners? How about the carpenters of the world? Is it Christian to bring in 15 people from these God, from these God-hating and Christ-hating nations to bring them in here and say, here we are. We're coming into your house. It's me and my girlfriend and my mom and my papa and my Uncle Sam. We're coming in. We're 15, there are 15 kids. And we're going to come in, and we're going to take over your bedroom, and we're going to eat out your sustenance, and we're going to overload your schools and your hospital and your infrastructure. That's why the highway systems are crumbling right now. Where is the Christianity in that? It's not. Christians aren't supposed to put a death warrant on their head. We're not supposed to commit suicide. But bringing these people in, letting them just totally overrun our country. If you had once, if you want to do something as a Christian, you do it voluntarily. You don't do it by force. You don't do it by government. You can go over and you can go to these countries and you can teach them how to become a first world nation like the United States.
There it is. That's a
you don't
great
give
point.
Them a fish. You teach them to fish.
That's a great point. We got to take a break on that. One more segment. My goodness.
I can't believe
this is going by
there.
So fast.
Let's pass the commercial.
We'll be back.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Final segment tonight. Continuing to talk about the apostate leaders. It's not hyperbole now. I mean, we know they have sold out. They have sold, now, you could question whether or not they were conservative before they cashed their check and started doing sources bidding, or if they were always just corrupt liberals. But it doesn't matter. I mean, what matters is what they've done since they've gained power. And this really all started 3 weeks ago, I guess, this particular series that we've resuscitated for the last couple of broadcasts, was when Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Church wrote in the New York Times that evangelical voters must repudiate everything they believe if they are supporting Donald Trump. So Moore is saying that any Christian who supports Donald Trump is betraying his Christian faith. And as an evangelical Christian myself, and for many others I know, I say that's absolutely outrageous. This guy's a conservative. This guy's a sellout. He's a phony. He's a passionate amnesty supporter, part of the Evangelical Immigration Table, a pro-amnesty evangelical group that receives funding from global atheist George Soros. And again, he chose not to bash his fellow Christians in a publication they might read, but actually in the New York Times. So it's plain here, and I'm reading once again from this VDare article, excellent piece by Alan Wall, that he's just virtue signaling that he's not like those retrograde, narrow-minded Christians in his pews. No, he's of the sort that gets to meet with Barack Obama. And here you have Donald Trump, though, saying that, you know, he's speaking out against the war on Christmas in the middle of the summer. You know, he was talking about that. And when Trump was pressed by the media to correct a questioner who said Obama was a Muslim, do you know what Trump's campaign manager, Corey, I can't pronounce that last name, Lewandowski, he hit back hard. This is what he said in the media. Now, this didn't get any play at all, but there's not another candidate running in the GOP field this time or in recent history that has said anything this strong. This is what Donald Trump's campaign manager said when the media wanted Donald Trump to, quote-unquote, correct a questioner who said Obama was a Muslim. This is what he said, quote, "The media wants to make this issue about Obama. The bigger issue is that Obama is waging a war against Christians in this country. They need support because their religious liberty is at stake." This is Trump's campaign manager. Now, you never heard McCain or Romney say anything like that. And he is absolutely right. Obama is waging a war against Christians. Donald Trump's talking about it. He's at least talking about it. And where's Russell Moore, head of the Southern Baptist Church? He's in there meeting with Obama in the Oval Office, taking money from George Soros and attacking Christians in the New York Times. Now, you tell me what's going on here and who's inciting real division here. But I'll tell you, keep in mind, folks, big disconnect between this so-called sellout leadership and real Christians. Don't let this cast doubt on Christianity itself. We know what the problem is with these people now. And I actually feel better about it, Eddie. You know, I do feel better about this because I would much rather them just be sellout traitors. And to support amnesty, I believe you are a traitor. I'm not trying to be sensational here. I would rather them be, at least I can understand that. I can understand that because, you know, when you hear so many so-called Christians saying, you know, this is what the Bible says, and I'm thinking, well, that's not what I was taught. That's not how I interpret it. Maybe, you know, I certainly doubt never creeps into my mind, but for other people, maybe it could.
He's worse than
but
that, though.
I am better. It's better for me to know that he just, you know, he's sold out rather than
he's a Judas
he truly
goat.
Believes that it is your Christian duty to support amnesty and prop up every nation but your own. I would much rather him be a sellout than somebody that truly believes what he's saying.
You know, James, he's worse than just your plain run-of-the-mill traitor. This guy is a Judas goat traitor. And what I mean by Judas goat, here's how I'll tell you what a Judas goat is. Very quickly, in case you don't know what a Judas goat is. A Judas goat is a goat that's been trained in the real world, in the livestock pens. This is one goat they single out. They put a bell on him, kind of like the bell cow. This is the bell goat. And they lead his fellow goats to the slaughter. Well, when this goat gets his fellow goats close to the slaughtering pen, he peels off, and the other goats go calmly into the slaughtering pens. No muss, no murk, have their throats slit. That's what a Judas goat is. He sells his other people to murder. Okay, Russell Moore is head of the Southern Baptist Convention. Airheads, non-thinking airheads, Baptists follow his dictates coming down from upon high.
Because they think, obviously, he wouldn't have gotten into that position as Judas goat unless he was worthy and the most Christian
That's
of
right.
all the Christians, and they just don't think it through.
So he's worse than that. He's worse than a traitor. He's a Judas goat not to the just only the Southern Baptist Convention, to the Southern Baptist people that are Christian. He's a Judas goat to Jesus Christ. He's selling out Jesus Christ to a Christ-hating Jew. Let me very briefly read you something I've probably read 100 times before. I've got to do this. It's in the first. It's in John, the Gospel of John, the King James Bible, 8th verse. I can't read the whole thing, so we don't have time. But Jesus is verbally dueling back and forth with the Pharisees and the scribes, who were the very cream of the crop of Judea society there. And they're going back and forth talking about who's the son of Abraham and who isn't. And Jesus said, I know you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. This is what George Soros is. He's an Antichrist Jew. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, here's where he is. If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But ye seek to kill me. A man has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Abraham did not do that. Down here, this is the George Soroses of the world. Jesus calls them, the 8th chapter of John, verse 44. He says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of it on his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And that's what Russell Moore is. He is a stinking Judas goat of the worst possible kind. He's not just a regular run-of-the-mill traitor. He's a traitor Judas goat, and he deserves all the hell that will be leaked on him.
Now, look, nobody can pass judgment, not even me and Eddie. So, you know, is Russell Moore a Christian? Has he accepted Christ?
You're called by his actions.
Has he accepted Christ? Nobody knows that but him and his Savior. I hope that he has. But it doesn't change the fact that he has absolutely betrayed his country. He has betrayed his country with these actions. Now, do we hate George Soros? I don't hate George Soros. I know Eddie doesn't. We don't hate anybody. I hope that George Soros will repent and come to know Christ and accept Christ and go to heaven. There's still time until you're dead that will happen. I don't think that will be the case. You know, certainly his life's work, it doesn't, you know, lead me to believe that that may occur. But I want George Soros to come to know Jesus Christ
and
use his time and influence and money for the good of America and for the good of Christianity. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I, you know, we just want to say, when we're talking about he is Jewish, he has proven that he is, you know, anti-Christian. So when we call him these things, you know, that is based in fact, but it's not a slur in that, you know, we
it's truth.
You know, but it is, you know, we do want him to come to know Christ.
Also, the same Bible, I don't see it there, but it says, if Sam, I guarantee if anybody on the face of the earth knows what I'm getting just ready to say here, I hope Sam's listening. You will know them by their truth. You will know them by their fruits. Does a fig tree produce thorns? Does a thorn tree produce good fruit? No, you will know them by their fruits. That's how you know if someone's a Christian. Once someone gets saved and becomes a Christian, you will know them by their works. You don't do good works because just for the fun of it, and you don't do it for out of, you know, trying to get brownie points. You do good works because you want to obey your Father God. Keith Alexander is always telling people, how do you serve God? Four-letter word, obey. You obey God out of joy. I know Sam Bushman will know what I'm talking about.
And, you know, it's not just this thing with amnesty that, you know, the leaders of the Southern Baptists are doing, to say that the Confederate flag is evil, that it is so evil it would set a Christian flag on fire. You know, this was the flag of their Christian ancestors. And so they're spitting, you know, they're completely violating the commandment of honor thy father and thy mother. And they're lying. I mean, the Confederate flag was a Christian flag, and those were Christian people. So there's that. And then there's the whole thing. You got to correct your parents if they don't approve of your interracial relationship. This is on Russell Moore's website. It's just sick stuff, folks. And, you know, so there is all of that and more. But we've got a family here, Eddie. Our audience is part of the family. You know, we get emails from, I got an email from a young man in Georgia. I got to read this to you.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about his wife just gave birth. You know, we get updates on births of the people in our audience. And I've never even met this guy, but he writes in and he contributes. You got an email, Eddie, from a young lady who says, Hi, James. Was thinking about what Eddie said on the show about the modern church. We have some friends that attend a family Baptist church. That's apparently a new offshoot of Southern Baptist, but it's still somewhat loosely affiliated. Not sure if you're familiar with this. I personally haven't gone, so I can't endorse it, but I know that our friends have enjoyed the one they go to, and it is mostly homeschooling conservative families. I also like the idea that the church has children worshiping with their parents, so you know what they're learning. I looked up one in Memphis for you and thought it might be more of Eddie's style. I'm not sure how conservative the one in Memphis is, but it's in Eads, Tennessee, which looks to be just south of y'all. I just thought I would attach the link. He might be beyond attending another church. I don't blame him, but I thought I'd pass it along anyway.
Worth a try.
Thought it's cool the pastor there has five children. So here is one of our listeners, Eddie, in another state looking up for churches for you to go to. And I got
Bless
the link here, so
heart.
I'll send it over to you. We're out of time today.
Bless her heart.
I haven't breathed in, taking a breath in an hour. We've been talking so much. We've covered so much ground. Good night, everybody. For my entire staff and crew, I'm James Edwards. Live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you. Good night.
The political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Liberty News Radio. Visit us online at libertynewsradio.com.